Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ed Harrington is back. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Ed's the CEO of Ideas to Go. He serves on the Yale Center for Customer Insights. He's a co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts. He's one of our guys who helps us understand how to get better ideas out of our organizations. And he's here to talk to us about something that we like talking about around here, brainstorming. Ed, welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much. It's great to be here and with your listeners and talking about my favorite thing, which is brainstorming. And it's also just the whole idea of working with your customer and working with, you know, we say the consumers as well as the clients. We get both sides of the equation. It's kind of interesting.
Well, and I know you brought some stories. We love it when our Brain Trust members bring us stories, real-life stories, because these are stories about people who we identify with. So what do you got? What have you learned from your clients?
Oh, I don't have any stories. I'm kidding you, Jim.
Okay. Bob, go ahead and unplug him. We'll move on.
So at the outset, so this is dealing with clients because we deal with both sides of the equation. And what's really important in brainstorming is you got to set it up right. It's important to know what your purpose is and your ground rules as you get into it, even though there are no rules, there are rules. So I'm dealing with this client. We've had him in probably half a dozen times, and we've, you know, said, okay, we're getting ready to go. We have our purpose. It was an internet thing. You know, we're going to come up with a new website, new app. Okay, we got it. Anything you want differently from the last time? Yeah. Can we only get good ideas this time? So I said, excuse me? He goes, well, there were a lot of ideas the last time, but we only, you know, there were a lot of ideas that weren't that good. And I'm like, you do understand that's how you make the porridge.
Right.
You know, this one, you got to throw everything in there. So it's just,
it's called successfully discovering what doesn't work, right?
It is, which can inspire other weird thoughts, some of which might actually work. The other side of this, frankly, is if you're only going to let good ideas in, and trust me on the sort of the basic sense of what that is, I think it's a lovely concept. But what you will end up doing is scrutinizing your ideas more closely, and it's a huge time killer. And why bother spending your time scrutinizing ideas you're not going to follow up on?
Well, also, I would tell people if they told me that, I would say, well, if you were that smart, you wouldn't need to brainstorm.
Well, touche. What are you doing in the room?
Right.
I like that one. So also in what we do a lot of interviewing with consumers. And you can never ask a dumb question, right? There's no question that's too dumb. And one of the things, and you know this from interviewing, we often do is we just feed back whatever somebody says to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ask it in a question. Oh, you say you'd like it to be tall and fast. Tall and fast. Tell me more, right? And then they open up and tell you whatever the hell whatever they were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting down with basically the spouses of military recruits, specifically in the Navy. This is about telephoning way back when. You didn't do it on the internet. And these spouses would spend up to 50% of their monthly income on phone bills.
Hmm.
Because that was reality.
Right, they didn't have FaceTime.
Right. Their husbands at this particular time, you know, they would be out somewhere in the Middle East.
Standing a post.
And calling was $10 a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, and that's the only way back home. So we're sitting with these women and we're having a discussion. And one of the thoughts that the phone company was doing it was something that got you $25 cash back.
Right.
So you get $25. So this woman turns to me, said, well, which one did you like? And she like, I like the cash back one. And I said, well, what do you like about cash back? And she looked at me like I was the biggest idiot that had ever walked on the face of the earth. And she looks at me, she's looking at her colleagues, the other women around the table, and she says, "What part of cash back don't you get?" And so, of course, how can you not roar away with laughter at that one? I mean, she caught me beautifully.
She nailed you, buddy.
The other side, yeah. So, and when these things are going on, it's like a police interrogation room. So, right. Behind the one-way mirror are my clients, who are supposed to be quiet and not react. They started howling. So there goes the anonymous
the decorum.
Nature of the whole thing.
Your aura just got doused on, didn't it?
Right. So here's your question. Here's your follow-up question. What is the follow-up question, Jim? So what do you say once that happens?
You say you're right. Would let me sit down here. You run the show.
Well, actually, that probably would have been a better thing to do. What I did do is say, I laughed and I said, absolutely. I said, I get it now. So if you got that money back, how would you spend it? And that opens up an entire new world.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you get a sense of, why do you want money? Well, I don't want money just for the sake of money. I got things I got to get. And these are the things I would get. And then you find out what people's priorities are. So that was a fun one. But I still love, what part of this don't you get?
Of course, whenever I've had that response, if it seemed appropriate, I would say, pardon me, but I do the jokes here. So
I try, but
that didn't work.
I gotta play poker.
So whenever you're do you recommend that people do brainstorming with their customers? I mean, if you were consulting with small businesses, do you recommend that they bring in individuals or focus groups where they can see each other? What do you recommend on brainstorming?
Yeah, if I was a small, you know, and I am a small business, by the way, but it's just one of my foundations. You have to talk to your customer. And you don't have to, right? I mean, there are a lot of geniuses who invent things the customers could never see. There are stories about that. But for my money, talk to the customer, A, for new ideas, but B, holy moly, to know how things are going. Mm-hmm. Because they will tell you if you can ask. And the trick is ask them in the right way. And what I like to say is ask people who are really good customers who understand your business pretty well, and ask people who seem to be pretty open to ideas. And, you know, you kind of look and say, oh, you know, Hank or Sally, they're unusual thinkers.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with Ed Harrington break, folks, and talk some more about how to get more brainstorming success. And not just the good ideas either, by the way. Ed Harrington and I will be right back. It's 20 hours.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.